First, the global coronavirus pandemic has affected people's health and well-being in many different ways, including their ability to work and support themselves and their families. While a complete picture is still months or even years off, there's some info available about the impact of the first few months of the pandemic economy on Wisconsin residents. And just like the health impact of COVID-19, the economic impact is hitting some harder than others. Charles Franklin is professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, good to have you back with us.
It's good to be here, Rob.
Well, what did you do that you always do when it comes to asking people about their well-being, and what did you add in this unique economic situation in the latest survey?
Absolutely. Also, let me start by crediting my colleague, Lubar fellow John Johnson, who wrote this analysis up, and it's on our website. John had a prior obligation tonight, so I'm just pinch-hitting for him.
Well, we'll settle for you, I guess.
Well, it's a step down, I got to tell you. John's really excellent, and people should follow his work. Now, here's what we found. First of all, unemployment, to no surprise, has really surged. The official government statistics, 14% unemployed in April, 12% in May here in the state. We haven't got the June numbers yet. But in our poll, the Marquette Law School poll, we found in June, 13% had lost a job, and 23% had had a family member lose their job. In addition, 23% had had work hours reduced. So in all, 27% had either lost a job themselves or had their own work hours cut, and then it was more for other family members. So that's the sort of impact. But what we focus on is, how are you getting along financially yourself? Back in January, 63% said they were living comfortably, 28% said they were just getting by, and 8% said they were struggling. But the puzzle here that John addressed in the analysis is, in June, it was still 61% comfortable, 31% just getting by, and actually only 6% struggling. So what happened here? Why isn't there any change?
Yeah.
And the answer is what you opened with, the substantial inequality of how people are experiencing the economic impact depending on their circumstances. And that's the analysis we get into.
Yeah. So how did this break down unevenly in the state, this economic hit from the coronavirus?
So first of all, by racial category, there are big differences. Black Wisconsinites lost their jobs at about twice the rate that white Wisconsinites did. As a result, we see that in this numbers of black respondents in January and February before the epidemic, only 10% said they were struggling. That more than doubled to 22% in the latest surveys. On the Hispanic and Latino side, the bigger fall is on the comfortable end. 66% were living comfortably before the epidemic. That has fallen to 47% among Hispanic and Latino respondents. That's the racial gap, and we've seen that in each of the months since the epidemic hit, that it falls disproportionately on people of color. But we also saw big differences depending on whether you had, in fact, lost a job or not.
And let's talk about income breakdown. Now, a lot of the jobs that took hits here were jobs you do in person, a lot of them service, retail, restaurant, often not the best paying jobs. Is it possible that these people might have said even before they lost their jobs, they were financially struggling?
It certainly depends on what your income level is how likely you are to say that you are comfortable. We'll use that category here for comparison. But what you see is across the board, those who did not lose a job are actually a bit more comfortable now, whereas those who have lost a job are substantially less comfortable. For those in the less than $40,000 income bracket, 37% were comfortable before the epidemic hit. But after the epidemic, of those with no job loss, 47% are comfortable. That falls off to just 24% comfortable for those who've lost a job. And at the opposite end of the scale, those making over $75,000 a year, 80% were comfortable before the epidemic. Those without a job loss, that number goes up to 90% comfortable now. and it falls off to 74% for those who've had a job loss in their home.
And if I read your colleague's analysis right, there could be a subjective sense of relief. I am feeling more satisfied position because I'm one of the lucky ones who didn't lose a job. Is that part of the story, maybe?
That's certainly right. We think there are three plausible stories here, one of which is just simply the relief of looking around and seeing other people who are suffering in economically and saying, wow, I've dodged that bullet. Another is that you may actually be better off if you're not paying to commute, you're not paying gas, you're not doing mileage or maintenance on your car. You may not be eating out as much and not spending as much money on takeout, for example. And finally, it may also be that people who are already in more precarious situations are also the people most likely to suffer a job loss. And so that's another possible contribution. I think all three of these play some role in how we've felt the economic impact, but the gap between those losing jobs and those not is quite large, and it varies by income, but the relative status is always the same. Those losing the jobs are the hardest hit.
Charles Franklin is with us from the Marquette University Law School poll, looking at what Wisconsinites had to say in the most recent survey about their sense of economic well-being, their ability to live comfortably. Charles, in a way, it feels like we've been in this forever. In other ways, we're still in early days. What are you watching for when it comes to people's economic well-being and how they feel about it in future polls?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, have we plateaued on job losses or are we still adding to those losses? With the reopening of the state economy, those jobs might be coming back or the losses lower. On the other hand, we are seeing an increase in COVID cases right now, which raises real doubts about what the next 2 or 3 months look like. I think it's uncertain which direction we go, but looking for signs of any sustainable economic improvement is a big thing. Still, remember, we've gone from 3, almost 4% unemployment to 12, 13, 14% unemployment. This is a dramatic change that likely takes a good while to make up.
Do you see comparisons or precedents, say, from the Great Recession that started in 2008 when it came to how it affected people in the state?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about the Great Recession was it built over a number of months. You know, we saw the front end of that as early as 2007 and early 2008, and then it built through 08 and 09, and then we slowly added jobs back after that. Here, it was like flipping a light switch. When March came and we shut down the economy, shut down going out, we saw this amazingly sharp rise in unemployment here in the state and nationally. Now, with the reopening efforts, the question is, how rapidly can we recover? It seems unlikely that it bounces back in the same way the light switch was flipped off. It can't be switched back on. And we have this continuing question of, you know, is how well controlled is the epidemic and how much do we risk by seeing rapidly rising cases like we're seeing in Arizona, Texas, and Florida right now?
We asked our listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page a similar question to what you had asked your survey respondents. Brandy on Facebook writes, we're the same when it comes to their economic well-being, but she says, I work for an essential business, and my husband now works from home. Not everyone has that luxury. And that's another weird aspect of this here, Charles. It's almost random. Like, we couldn't have predicted before this thing that one group of people was going to abruptly lose jobs and another were going to keep it, and not because they planned really well in advance.
I think that's right, and it cuts two ways. A lot of people in essential businesses are people in blue-collar jobs working in grocery stores, for example, or gas stations. Others who have done well are the white-collar workers that can work from home with relatively little disruption. But we do see that the social and economic inequality that existed before the pandemic is also showing itself here in terms of the job losses being more concentrated in the lower income and also in the racial minority segment of the population. Those at the higher end have not all avoided losses, but are less likely to have been hit with losses. And again, professionals who are able to work from home may have had their routines disrupted, but not their livelihoods as much.
We'll leave it there for now. Charles, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you, Rob.
We've been talking to Charles Franklin. He's a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director there of the Marquette Law School Poll. He joined us to share their findings on how the pandemic economy is affecting Wisconsinites. They asked people about that in their latest survey, in addition to the usual political questions and more. And there's still time for you to let us know how you are doing. We have a question up over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Are things going, you know, the routine might be different, but are things going well enough for you? You were able to make the adjustment to no job losses. Has your job been lost completely, temporarily, partially with cutback hours? How is that affecting your family's financial situation? Share your story, share your experiences. You can do that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.